AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And with me, coward.
I am conditioned. You dance with us.
Everything. You see your father. Then you see me. Your fear make you stink. Fear.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. A final half hour. Flex alert, even though we're off at 5:30, a half hour early. We add an hour. So if you missed it, 2 to 3 p.m., you can always podcast if you have that AM 570 LA Sports icon on the iHeartRadio app. That's all you need. As your home of the playoff-bound Dodgers, you can hear Dodger baseball there as well if you're not near the radio and moving about town. The AM 570 LA Sports icon will get you Dodger baseball if you are inside our geo fence. And the reason we're off a little bit early tonight is because first pitch is at 6:40 between the Dodgers and the D-backs.
And that puts us all the way back with a flex alert. We got another one.
Flex alert.
On Monday with Monday Night Football on AM 570 LA Sports when we turn around this weekend. But remember, this Saturday, iHeartRadio, AM 570 LA Sports, and Global Citizen are teaming up, Matt, to bring you Global Citizen Live. A worldwide music event to create awareness around the world's biggest challenges, including climate change, vaccine equity, and famine. Join the movement live from the Greek Theater this Saturday with live performances from Stevie Wonder, Adam Lambert, and more. That's all we got? I mean, that tantalizes me to think that, like, there's big name.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got Stevie that I believe won the Best Album Grammy 3 years in a row. And then you got Adam Lambert. And then you got more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really covering a spectrum there. And I would assume you're going to get a lot in between those two if they're at each end of the spectrum.
Yeah, there's a lot in between those two, I guess.
I think so. I think there's a considerable amount between those two.
And where do you go after Lambert?
I mean, I'm guessing you go somewhere between the two. That's what we're talking about. We'd like you to be a global citizen today. Learn how to get your free ticket to this performance at the Greek by visiting globalcitizen.org. Global Citizen Live. Concert to defend the planet and defeat poverty.
Keep it going. Defeat poverty. Tomorrow, UCLA at Stanford.
Yeah, the children.
Countdown to kickoff starts at 12:30.
Yeah, the ones. Make a better day.
Make a better day for UCLA. Maybe. Kickoff is at 3 on AM 1150.
Just for making. Saving our own lives.
Oh, look, there's Diana Ross. Oh, Stevie. He's playing this event, too. If you were
God,
Stevie,
I loved this song when I was a kid.
If you were Stevie Wonder, wouldn't you be saying, like, I thought I took care of the famine last time. Why am I? Didn't I already have to? You mean it's
here
not
we are.
Like I
You know, what does
care?
That tell you, P? You know, you'd think we'd learn from our mistakes of the past.
Yeah, you think.
Yet here we are 40 years later, and Stevie still going strong.
That's
still
Bob
giving
Dylan,
his time.
You idiot. Cates is like, who is that? I was like, it's
Come
Bob
on.
Dylan.
Just you and me.
It's only the most important singer-songwriter of the 20th century, Tim. That's all. Don't worry. Your inability to recognize him speaks volumes.
I mean, listen. Look, understand Tim's great misstep there. But clearly, you just can't say that and expect to go unchecked. I mean, you got Aaron Lewis?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, you know, you want to speak for yourself, just say, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, Aaron Lewis came
you know
in
what I mean?
The end of the 20th century.
All right.
That's Kenny Loggins. Dude, are you alive?
He's not. He's Pearl Jam and Dierks Bentley.
Jesus. You're better than that.
No, he's not.
I guess, you know what? You're right. He's not. That's Ray Charles. Jesus. Matt, you got the final hour fun fact. Jeez.
I do.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
This is something I did not know and stumbled upon today. President Nixon tried to revive a movement by President Theodore Roosevelt more than 50 years after Teddy tried and failed. And Nixon failed as well. Having just returned from a European trip, he said the outfits that the Secret Service wear on campus at the White House are not befitting that of a president. And he decided to introduce, you have to look this up, it is unbelievable, an outfit for Secret Service on site at the White House. It is a white, I don't know how you would describe it. It's not a jacket. It's like a double-breasted marching band tunic-looking thing with gold cords hanging all over it. It's like a punchline, a joke. And these things actually found their way on the White House grounds for a couple weeks before Nixon was eviscerated in the press for adopting the costumes of what the Washington Post called the Banana Republic. It had the shako hat with the tiny brim. They got rid of them immediately when they realized the great mistake they made. They were in White House storage for about 10 years until someone pulled them out, dusted them off, and sent them to an Iowa high school so they could have them for their marching band.
Sounds a lot like L. Ron Hubbard's Sea Org.
Exactly. It is very Sea Org-esque. Very. Yet this happened at the White House at the direction of a president.
Hey, come on. That's a Yorba Belinda president, baby.
That's right.
What are your poets? Free food at Zendejas, bitch. If Nixon was alive, he played ball at Whittier, he'd get free food. Quick hit.
The PMS Quick Hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah.
The Dodgers, 98-55 on the season. 2 games away from 100 wins. They're in Phoenix tonight. Maybe they'll get it in the desert versus the D-backs. They need it if they're going to catch the Giants in the NL West with 9 games to play.
Meanwhile, the Giants have to contend with what the Dodgers just left. Remember, they are taking on the Rockies at Coors Field. And as David Vasse told us prior to the Dodgers' trip into Denver, that this is the third best home record in all the land, in all the National League. They are 71-81, but 46-29 at home. So the Giants, Alex Wood against the Rockies, Peter Lambert tonight.
I can't wait, Matt, because whenever Adam Lambert pitches and he's playing this event.
No. Adam Lambert along, you know, he gets second billing to Stevie Wonder for Global Citizen. Peter Lambert is pitching for the Rockies tonight.
Oh. Well, good luck to him.
Exactly.
I loved him when he was with Chicago, and you just celebrated him.
Peter Cetera.
The Angels are 73-80 on the season.
Yeah, how exciting.
They host the trident-wielding Mariners tonight for the start of a 3-game weekend series on Valley Sports Plus.
I saw your friend Softy tweeted out that if Scott Servais, the manager of the Mariners, doesn't win the Manager of the Year, they need to get rid of the award.
Okay.
So I just thought maybe, you know, something to stew on or retweet or something.
Let me get that out there.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Clippers announced their coaching staff for the season. B. Shaw, J. Larinaga. They'll be on Ty Lue's staff. Shaw spent last season coaching the G League Ignite team, which was made up of those young players who didn't go to college. Instead, they wanted to play pro. For a year before the NBA draft, they all should have gone to UCLA instead and played for Mick. Starting this season, the NFL's wild card weekend will conclude with a Monday night matchup. No one's going to watch that.
No.
Two Saturday games, 3 Sunday, finale on Monday night. Chargers play at KC, and we told you about that. 6.5-point dog at Arrowhead Stadium. The Rams host Tom Brady and the Buccaneers Sunday at SoFi. That's the Fox America's game of the week.
Tom Brady's first ever trip to Los Angeles.
Wow.
How about that? First, although he did say he practices out here regularly, and when I saw that soundbite earlier today on NFL Network, I I found it really distracting because I immediately thought of, well, your critique of his wallet chain.
Yeah, and
he'd come out
that.
To UCLA to throw the football around.
And don't forget about his time going down to San Diego and
that too.
Hanging out with Tara Reid.
That happened.
Yeah, sure did, brother. Never forget.
There was a time when Tom Brady took Tara Reid from Carson Daly.
Yeah. And then Tara Reid dumped Tom Brady and broke his heart. And Lawyer
exactly
Malloy
right.
made fun of Tom Brady and he got butthurt. That all happened. And I'm not lying. Formula One has seen a major boost in its fandom thanks to us.
And?
Netflix docuseries, Formula One Drive to Survive, but mostly us. And it continues to thrive. And now the CEO of the streaming platform spoke to the German outlet Der Spiegel. I'm coming up! And said that he would definitely consider bidding for F1 streaming rights. However, if successful, it wouldn't look how race days typically do now.
Oh, yeah? Why is that? Do they do something different over there?
I mean, the race day looks pretty damn sweet now. Sky Sports has got it pretty... Anyway.
Yeah, but that's not what they're going to do there, right?
He said
it's different there.
At Netflix, we do entertainment, not journalism, said Reed Hastings, before adding, that would have to be up to certain standards. We keep our hands off live sports. With that kind of broadcast, we have no control over the source.
Well... Would hate for F1 not to live up to Netflix standards.
Yeah, shut up. F1's like the slickest broadcast on earth. You tool. Should go screw up He-Man some more, you douche. I was inspired, Matt, by your Caligula dead guy the other day. So let's celebrate another gluttonous Roman Empire character. This one, the Emperor. For like 8 months, April to December, in the year 69.
Hit out.
What year were you doing it? The year is 69, brother. Vitellius would be 2,015 years old today. Now that is a quick stint. Even as Roman Empire or Caesar kind of standards go, 8 months, not a long time.
That's a quick run.
To have the sword of Damocles, the sword of Damocles hanging over your head. It was a time of civil war within the Roman Empire. When he saw his support was waning, he tried to claim support to the military commander Vespasian. But Vespasian wasn't having it, and he was executed, and his son, and his brother.
Oh!
His last words were, after being dragged from his hiding place to the public steps to be killed, were, "Yet, I was once your emperor. And you answer me still." No, it was just that one. "Yet, I was once your emperor."
Yeah.
Then they killed him and threw his body in the river.
Well, I think you know that's a possibility when you sign up for that job, right?
I guess, you know, he probably killed a few dudes to get there, you know. But very tall was Vitellius, a hard drinker, a huge belly, a noted gourmet. And it is said, Matt, that Vitellius was often served in a meal no less than 2,000 choices in fishes. 7,000 choices in birds, and plates with livers of pike, brains of pheasants and peafowl.
Okay.
And
it's a different time.
The tongues of flamingos.
Oh, jeez.
And the entrails of eels.
Ooh.
Insatiable appetite for the delicacies of the time, which does happen to be flamingo tongues.
And eel entrails.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeesh. Oof.
Vitellius. There you go. Roman gluttonous emperor.
I like the music. I can tell you that. Very Temple of Doom-esque.
That was from the show Rome.
Ah.
Where there is some good Spartacus-style cable TV sex.
Considerable. And you would say the
what?
The grooming is far ahead of what you would anticipate would have been the case for the time.
Everybody's Mooney was shaved up in those days.
You're a live guy. We've done it before. We'll do it again because we are your puppeteer show of record.
Love the puppets.
We do. Happy 60 seconds. Steve Whitmire.
Whitmire.
KT. Born in Atlanta.
Come on.
Worked at the Six Flags. Worked at, not on, at the World of Sid and Marty Krofft. They had their own amusement park indoor, the first indoor theme park down in Atlanta.
It sounds horrifying.
Right? That led to old Steve getting a TV gig, local, of course. 2.5 hours, the kids' show with Otis. He was the voice of Otis, the puppet. The show, Otis would take calls from kids and grown-ups. As insane as that sounds, he would get over 2,000 calls per hour. And that caught the notice of Jim Henson and the Muppet Show. They requested old Steve join them in employ, and he acquiesced. He was Henson royalty, the Dark Crystal Labyrinth, this Fraggle Rock.
Oh, come on.
He was Rizzo the Rat.
I know one of our listeners is geeked up right now.
Oh, you ain't kidding. He was Lips from Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. He was Fufu, Miss Piggy's dog. On Fraggle Rock, he was Sprocket the Dog and Wembley Fraggle. But it got sideways.
What?
Yeah. After Henson's passing, he was tabbed to be Kermit the Frog and Ernie and Beaker.
How could you do both?
And Statler.
Oh, come on.
He did it all. And he did it all until 2017 when the Muppet Studio announced that Whitmire was no longer involved with the Muppets. Jim's son, Brian Henson, stating issues with Whitmire began way back in the mid-90s. He would make, quote, outrageous demands, would send emails and letters attacking everyone, the writing, the directing.
Oh, no.
He refused to take on an understudy for Kermit, refused to train anyone. He blackballed any young performers, refused to appear in shows with them. Debbie McClellan, head of the Muppet Studio, released a statement to the New York Times saying, quote, they raised concerns about Steve's repeated unacceptable business conduct over a period of many years, and he consistently failed to address the feedback.
This is like your guy from yesterday or 2 days ago. That guy was a very difficult man as well.
Difficult, talented man, but a difficult man. Whitmire, after being fired unceremoniously publicly in the New York Times, said that he would like to make amends and resume his role with the Muppets in the future if that was possible. That is not possible.
Oh!
But you know what? Just this year, maybe he got things started again because he played Willie in Lego Masters in a single episode. A very small part. But it's something.
Jeez, things really got bad. Poor guy.
Yeah, well, you know, you get the big head because you're Kermit and Ernie.
Yeah.
And
you can't talk to me. I'm Kermit the Frog.
There's a lot of people out there that got a Kermit the Frog impression.
Excuse me. I'm Ernie. Don't talk to me.
Is that right? Let's go.
City of Hope. Physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science into life-saving new cancer treatments. Learn more at cityofhope.org. The Dodgers D-backs, Matt, we've been talking about it. Some very inspirational words all day.
It's been a real theme. The people of Los Angeles have long ago fallen in love with the Dodgers, but boy, do they love this current Dodgers squad.
Oh, they love it.
They beat the Rockies yesterday in extras, and the Giants lost to the Padres. So they're just a game back with 9 to play. This is the final road trip of the season, a 3-game series in Arizona before they take on the Padres and Brewers at home at Dodger Stadium to wrap up the 162-game campaign. Diamondbacks in last place. They have 104 losses. That's almost impossible, but they have.
And that is good night. Remember, it is a 2 o'clock start again, so a flex alert on Monday. Have a great weekend. Matt's calling the game on Sunday early, 10 a.m. kick. Chargers at Kansas City. And if you're around on Saturday night, tune into FS1. I'm calling the USC versus Oregon State game with
I'll
Alex.
Be watching it from my hotel room. Very excited.
I hope
about
they
that
get one. FS1, man. I just hope.
What do you? I hope they get FS1. And of course they do.
And the Raiders with Tim Cates pre, half, and post on Sunday afternoon. A great day in football on Sunday, Saturday, and Monday. We'll be back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody.
Wow.
When you want Dodgers, the only home is AM 570 LA Sports.
Now trending on KFI. AM 640.